gotta go get some coffee.
Why don't we go around again? Try to take a. I'll go first. Try to take a chorus of a solo with, I would say, simpler ideas that you develop for longer, and leave some space at the end of them so that you can. It's not that you're nailing every single change. You can do that too, but at the very least, you know, play a couple bars, rest a couple bars, so that you have a chance to process that idea. Play the next couple, then rest a couple. I'll show you what I mean. This is kind of a survival mechanism. All right. Same tempo, and let's just go around this way. Yeah. All right. Being apologetic about your ideas and ending them in a way that, you know, allows you to kind of recharge and regroup for the next set of changes. The other thing that kind of allows more of is rhythm section interaction, especially for you two guys, because it's like if you're talking to someone and you're not totally sure if they're totally finished talking or if you should say something or if you should interject. So, you know, that if there's a definite ending, then you guys can actually respond.
Mm.
that make sense?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things about, we were talking about Freddy Freeloader, that especially just the articulation of the horn players, there's a definite end to the ideas that they have, and then that allows everybody else to kind of fill in around that. Yeah, why don't, well, you guys can switch off. I guess our other guitar player potential person is not coming. That's kind of strange. Let me take this all over a couple choruses, and you guys kind of trade off comping, and see if there are some ways that you can kind of twist the rhythmic ideas that I end up developing into something else. Who knows? Yeah. As a piano player, this is